Hello and welcome to Tech Powered Luxury. It is Paris Fashion Week. I'm here with the incredible Smita Lazzarato. We're going to be talking about her career formerly as a model and the next steps that she's had as an Indian-based co-founder of Feet Artists. It's an agency that focuses on creative and artistic direction. They bridge the gap between brands and content. They also have a talent management component. So she really knows all the ins and outs of everything that happens within fashion in India, in particular, from the runway to covers. So I'm really, really happy to sit down with her finally after being connected for almost a year, thanks to our wonderful friend and common Nayanika Sinkar. Smita, hello, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to finally like see you in person.
Me too. It's always interesting meeting someone for the first time to interview them. So I'm going to be asking you all the questions today things that I've been wanting to know about for a long time because you've had an incredibly fascinating career and life. But first of all, it's Paris Fashion Week. So what brought you here actually this week?
Oh, I come like every season, as in like spring, summer, fall, winter, and I come here to kind of do the meetings, you know, the whole run of it, meet new potential clients, meet the agents, but also like I will meet people I find interesting, reach out to them, or meet anyone who reaches out to me who I think is interesting, you know, for what we do. So, yeah.
So if we take a step back, I'd love to know who are you and really what led you to where you are right now in the world.
Wow, who am I? Okay, on the professional side, I started out as a model and I modeled like for most of my career in Paris, London, New York, and most of that with IMG. So it was a great run. You know, it really exposed me to a lot. And, you know, I saw and lived in places I would never have, of course, done otherwise. And then around like a little over 5 years back, I moved back to India and I co-founded this agency called Feet Artists, F-E-A-T.
Really important.
In case people start looking at my feet. Originally started as a model agency because it was really about celebrating, you know, the real beauty of India, because before it was very much, I think, like a white man's idea of beauty, of an Indian beauty. So that's how it started. And then it went into talent management and sometimes into production, creative work. So yeah, and off that, now I also do my own like creative projects. So yeah, it's been going good.
You've seen really all elements of the fashion industry, from being in front of the camera and being a model all the way down to now being behind the camera and helping massive major brands. I know that Feet Artists has really big clients on their roster, from Jimmy Choo even to Chanel to Dior. But I'd love to know how you got your first start in fashion. Like, what was that first moment when you realized, okay, this is actually going to be my career?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I mean, I can tell you how it kind of started, because I was actually interning at a production house and they would keep putting me in the advertising, you know, and agents would call up. And so Elite, which was in India at that time, called up and was like, who's this girl? You know, we don't know which agency she's with. And I was like, oh, that's me. And then, you know, I was really conscious, you know, to be this like tall, skinny girl. And yeah, it started from there. So I signed with them in 6 months. I left to Paris. And I think like when I started to feel like it was really like something I could look at as a career is probably when I started to do like the bigger brands, you know, started to like do a show for Chanel, work with YSL, work with Dior. And I said, okay, because there weren't really many Indian girls at that time. So I felt like, oh, this is something I could do. But I always, always wanted to work on the other side, you know.
So
I had too many opinions.
Yeah. So technically you started in production, but it seems you were destined to work in fashion and you were scouted. You were brought around the world. Like you said, you had a really good run. At the time, though, I imagine models weren't going to be the ones to direct shoots. They weren't going to be maybe giving their opinions or telling the teams, no, let's do it like this or that. So was that something that you experienced, and what led you to decide, you know, to go back to the production side of things?
Yeah, I think modeling was really different back then. You know, I think it's the past 2 to 3 years it's really changed, I feel. I think they didn't really want you to have an opinion. It was not about having a personality. They wanted all the girls to look the same, go in black head to toe. But I was always like gravitating towards the people working on the other side. So my friends that I made, like, you know, when you work in the business, you make friends in the business, were always people on the business side of it, you know, not really the models. So at the back of my mind, I think like I was always like waiting for the opportunity. But yeah, I think it was very different then. Now I'm excited that the girls are supposed to have a personality, and opposed to, you know, as opposed to before, now they're supposed to stand out. So yeah, I think it is that. That's like the little difference. And
it's really interesting to hear that, because I feel like we had this era of the supermodels in the 80s and 90s, and there were big personalities and people were their own person in their own right, and they would dominate runways and shows, and it's all we would talk about. And then things changed for a couple of decades. But now I feel like with the rise of the importance of social media and models having their own account and creating their own content, it's completely changed things again. And now we want to know, well, what do you stand for, and what are your values, exactly, and what do you care about? Yeah. Is that something that is also happening in India?
Yeah, very much. I think at first a lot of the kids are probably like wanting to blend in, but I think after they speak with us and, you know, they see that that's what we're looking for, they start to show their personality more and more. And I think that's great. We have to push them sometimes to kind of do the social, because the young kids are too cool. They don't want to do it. But I think it's such a good opportunity. You know, you have these platforms where you can market yourself for free, basically a creator economy. And so I think it's a very interesting point in also the other verticals they can create for themselves.
Absolutely. Today, anyone can create a portfolio for any artistic endeavor. It could be you. You could be the art, you could be the model, or it could be a design, it could be fashion, whatever. Exactly. It is. But social platforms have completely changed the landscape, yeah, of many industries. I know today your focus is now on everything to do with creative direction, artistic direction. You're working with, like I said, these major brands. What's the process that you have today? And is India now becoming a market that is more important than before for luxury brands?
Yeah, I think in the last 2 years, it's really like, you know, exploded, because I constantly have conversations with the brands who want to come in. And it's funny because, like I said, I keep coming to Europe every season. And before it was always me coming like, oh, I'm from India, this is what we do, like, come work with us. And now more often than not, I go to the meeting and it's the people asking me like, how can we work in India? You know, and for me, it feels so good. Like, finally, we're at that point, which I understand the market is opening up, luxury brands are entering. But yeah, I think in the past 2 years, it is definitely like a big noticeable difference in terms of the brands entering. And I hope it gets more and more. But I also hope, you know, they're also working with the local economy and not just kind of entering it and creating visuals, you know, around India, because they have to sell. I think I really like how Dior does it. I think they very honestly platforms celebrate and work with India, and I think like more brands would do well to kind of follow that example.
Yeah. Can you tell me about what the luxury industry is in India today? Because I actually for the first time traveled to India in November, and I had an incredible experience, and my only regret was, well, first of all that I couldn't stay longer, but also that I hadn't been sooner. And learning and discovering about local designers was a big moment for me. The likes of Sabia Sachi, who of course, yeah, has been established for quite some time now. It was announced this week he's going to partner with Estee Lauder and launch a beauty line. You know, there's a lot happening in India, not just with the international brands that are already established elsewhere going into the market, but actually there are homegrown designers and artists as well. So I'd love to know more about them and what's happening in India today.
Yeah, so I think like in India, it's probably one of the few countries where Indian ethnic wear is very, very dominant in the luxury sector, you know, and jewelry as well. And in terms of the international brands coming in, I think it's still more of an accessories market, so shoes and bags. But what we're seeing is like people are starting to be interested and are starting to want to know more about the brands, you know, outside of the like the main ones, you know, the Louis Vuitton, the Dior, the Chanel. But I still think it's very dominant with Indian wear. And I think it will take some time before, you know, that really like that kind of changes. But I think there is like now an entry point for these brands coming in. That's quite exciting because you can kind of merge, right? You have the bag, but you have like the Sabyasachi, you know. So yeah, I think that's the direction right now.
It's going to be really interesting to see, because India, it's going to be the most populated country in the world very soon, if not already, for 1.4 billion people. So India's role in the world and in terms of economy is going to be more important than ever. But that massively affects the fashion and the luxury and the beauty industries as well. All components of luxury, actually. Yeah. And I know that we have some incredible Indian designers that are now starting to branch out internationally as well. So it's not just going to be you know, the Western and the French and Italian luxury brands going into India, but also the other way around.
Yeah.
And we see it on the runway now as well. I mean, we've seen it with you. Like you said, you're one of the first and only Indian models to be on the runway at so many moments of your career. Is that something that you see changing? Are you seeing more Indian models present in campaigns internationally?
Yeah, I mean, not as many as I'd like to see, but it's definitely every season, you know, you see it's more and more. And I get it because, you know, things start out as a trend and then it becomes like the norm. But yeah, I feel like what's even more impactful is the presence, like you said, of like Indian designers on an international runway, or, you know, presence in the stores. Like there's a brand called Karu Research. It's so impressive what this guy's doing. He's so young and he's working with Indian embroidery, but like working on a Western silhouette, selling in like, I don't know, over 40 stores. And I feel like that is going to lead to more impact. And then I feel like, again, with the brands entering in, we're going to see more and more Indian models. But I still think it's far from where it needs to be. Mm. You know,
what are you working on at the moment?
Right now, we're working on like some casting projects, which we're quite excited about. And then we work with tech companies. So that's always exciting. And then kind of like now, I think looking to evolve the business a little bit, because I feel like we've created this brand in the Indian market. We're also known internationally in a very like specific, like we're very specific at what we do. So for me now, it's about looking for new opportunities, creative opportunities that we can bring to India. I think that's kind of exciting, and do more in India, you know, kind of maybe start to enter into the art world or start to like work with events, stuff like that, you know.
For brands that are listening and thinking, okay, I really want to work with Smita. She knows the Indian market super well. She's got all the contacts in the world because you do. How can they work with you?
I mean, just reach out, you know. It's crazy because feed started with like 40,000 rupees. That's probably like £400 and an Instagram page. And our first like kind of cool international jobs, for example, came through the DMs, you know. And also for me, everyday people kind of reach out to me. That's why I say Instagram is insane. So I think it would just be to reach out and to really involve us in the decision making process, you know, because I feel like it's India's such a big country. It's huge. We ourselves within the country don't know anything. You know what I mean? Like you don't know everything. You need somebody on the ground. And I feel like, yeah, reach out and kind of like involve Indian creatives in your work, you know. It's going to improve your work, you know, because there are incredibly creative people in the country. It's just we don't have visibility, you know. For me, that would be like the best way to reach out. Literally.
Reach out, have a conversation,
have a
brainstorm,
conversation.
Go from there. Yeah. What's the most exciting project that you've worked on in the last couple of months?
I mean, I loved everything that we did on Dior. It was really exciting because we worked across many things for them, from the VIP to the casting to editorials.
Can you tell me about that whole project, actually, especially for people maybe who are watching or listening who don't know what it is that you're referring to, because you played a really big part of that. So talk me through it. What did you do at Dior?
So Dior did a show last year in India, and it was like after a really long time that a brand came in and did a show on this scale, and they kind of really did it full on, you know. So it was like they had like all the people come in, they created a lot of like visual imagery, you know, editorials with like maybe 5 to 7 to 10 magazines, also their own book, like the Dior magazine. So they really created a lot of work, and they worked with Indian talent, you know, which was amazing. So we worked on the casting with Michelle Lee, like Michelle Lee, who cast all the Dior shows. We worked with her, and so we did a nationwide casting around it. We worked with Beauty for the VIPs. I produced some editorials like for LUS. We had models working on the Dior magazine and working on, you know, editorial issues. So it was huge. I think that was a very exciting moment for, because it felt like for the first time, like I said, you know, somebody was coming in to enter this market, but then also working with Indian creatives and platforming them in a really like honest, cool and celebratory way, you know. So I think that was great. But my favorite jobs are always like Supriya Lele, just because I love what she does. I think it's so cool how she uses the inspirations of India, but like in such a like quiet way. And I love working with her creative director, who's like a really close friend now. So it's very easy. We just, you know, go to a location, shoot easy, model has no makeup. And it just works sometimes with Indian photographers. And I just think that that's such a beautiful project that we do repeatedly, you know. So yeah. I think that's like, yeah, one of my favorites.
I need to check these ones on your Instagram. So you have the Feet Artist Instagram, but you also have your own Instagram, which is uncool in school, even though in my opinion you were probably too cool for school.
No, but you know what, I think, like, I mean, it's very funny how that name came out, but I think it's good to be uncool in school, because I think the people that peak in school, they just kind of like, it's done, you know, for them. Yeah. But I feel like the uncool ones, we're like spending time indoors trying to do other things, you know. So I don't know. It's just my thinking on it.
I really like that. Look, you've done it all in terms of being a model as well. If you were to give advice to people who were trying to go down that route, what would it be?
I think first is be brave. I think a lot of Indian kids probably enter this market feeling a little bit, like they have to fit in still, you know. But I think you need to be brave. You need to celebrate who you are, and you need to work really hard. I think it's 10 times harder than what it was when I was then. I was mostly working in the commercial space, which I was really happy with. You know, I was doing things like Saks, Harrods, and, you know, but I think it's really tough right now. So, like, you have to have a focus in it. And I would definitely say this, which is not the best agent advice, but I think you should look at modeling as a 5 to 7 year project. You make your money, you make your contacts, and parallelly, you just straight away start building something else. And when the time comes, you exit, because I don't think those 20 year careers exist anymore. People just don't have any like space to, like, you know, everybody wants everything new and fast. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be my main advice.
That's really good advice, because it's not just a question of, will people want to keep booking me after those 5 to 7 years? But also, will you want to keep running at that pace and giving that much energy? It's Fashion Week right now. I'm exhausted. It is nonstop events, shows, showrooms, meetings, coffees, drinks, dinners. And it's amazing. There's so much excitement and there's so much attention to detail when it comes to Fashion Week, especially in Paris, I feel.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine doing all of that plus being the one walking up and down every single runway multiple a day for multiple brands. So it sounds very strategic on your part. And, you know, you said you didn't actually purposely get into modeling. You were scouted and you were brought in that way. And now you've shifted your focus around the business side of things. You're partnering with these major global brands, but you also bring this authenticity of actually being a model as well, which is really rare. And it's really interesting to see how you've done that. And I think you're a really good role model for people who maybe want to get into modeling and want to ask themselves, well, what will I do afterwards? I think you perfectly showcase that. So congrats as well, because it's not an easy thing to have achieved all in one lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're still super young. I don't know how you've done it all.
Yeah, not that young, but I was really lucky, I think, and I was really good at identifying opportunity, you know. For me, modeling, like I said, I came from a really middle-class family in Bombay, and it was a way out to live, you know. I lived in 5 countries, to live all over the world, to meet amazing people. But for me, I always knew it was like a gateway to something else, you know, to be able to do what I really wanted to do. And that made it possible. Yeah.
Smita, I have one last question for you, because I know how busy you are. It's Fashion Week. You've got a million meetings today. What is next for you?
I'm working now on more like special projects. It's what I want to do, you know, like, for example, a book project, something I did recently, maybe create assets for a brand in a new and exciting way, bring more brands to India. But more importantly, I would like to create visual work in India that is celebrated in India, and work that we're proud of in India, which doesn't require the West to kind of like put its stamp on it. You know, that's, I think, like, the end game. Yeah.
That's an incredible mission, and I love to see people flying the flag for their country. I try to do it for Ireland as well, as much as I can, and there's place for everyone in the world of fashion, in the world of luxury, in the world of beauty and beyond. And I feel like it's the people from those countries who need to initiate that and make it happen. And you're definitely the perfect spokesperson to do that for India.
Also, because I feel like, you know, there's so much, like, you look at history and you look at all these like little pockets, and there's so much stuff that comes from India, you know, in health, in beauty, in craft, in wellness. course.
Hair care this morning, washed my hair with all Indian inspired hair care
it's
products.
It's insane. And I'm like, you know, it's so crazy that we grew up, at least I grew up at the time where, you know, you were all constantly looking outside for what was the best. But like the best exists in our country, you know, we just need to find new and modern ways of like showcasing it. But I'm confident it's going to happen in the next few years. I see it with like all the Gen Z. So that's
very exciting. I'm confident it's going to happen too, because it's your mission and therefore there's going to be energy and focus there, and you've got all the right contacts in the industry to make it happen. Smita, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks.